Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Beaver, I was about ready to call you.
Yeah, I figured this morning I'd get down before you start yelling for me. Well, Beaver Cleaver, just look at yourself.
What? I've
seen myself before. Why, Beaver, look at your hair. It isn't combed, your shoelaces aren't tied, and your shirt's all button crooked.
You look like you just threw your clothes on.
Sure, Dad. I want to get down here before you start yelling for me.
You better go back and get cleaned up.
Well, dear, if he does that, he won't have time for breakfast.
Well, all right, he can get cleaned up after breakfast, then.
Well, if I do that, I'll miss my bus.
All right, if you're determined to go to school looking messy, you can just go to school looking messy.
Gee, thanks, Dad. You're in a good mood this morning.
Morning, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Wally.
Well, Wally, don't you look nice this morning?
No, you look like a very distinguished member of the junior class.
To me, he looks like he's cracking up.
Well, I better get going. Wally, what do you have on?
Well, gee, Dad, just my shirt, my tie, and my underwear and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, how come you smell that way?
Oh, well, I kind of put on some of your old aftershave lotion.
It must have been real old aftershave lotion.
Never mind, Beaver. Nothing wrong with Wally's taking pride in his appearance.
Ward, excuse me.
You know something, Beaver? You're a slob.
I know it.
Okay, just as long as you know it.
What do you suppose Wally's up to?
Huh?
Wearing a jacket and a tie to school. And using aftershave lotion.
Well, in my day, things like that added up to Loretta Mish.
What's a Loretta Mish?
Well, she was just the darling of Shaker Heights. That's what she was.
Then you think Wally's doing all this because of a girl?
Well, I don't think he's getting all dressed up to impress the gym coach.
Well, what are you made up for?
What do you mean, Eddie?
Hey, look at you. You look like Tony Curtis. You smell like a floor walker. What's up?
Listen, can't a guy just hang around in the hall without you making a big deal about it?
Sure. Well, who is she, lover boy?
Look, Eddie, if I tell you, you promise you won't go blabbing it around?
Who, me? You're talking to Big Daddy. He knows all and says nothing.
Well, it's Ginny Townsend.
You mean that senior transfer student from Indianapolis?
Yeah, that's her. She comes by here every morning on the way to her history class.
Oh, you're gonna nail her for a date, huh?
She know, Eddie. She doesn't even know I'm alive. Hey, here she comes. Let's just make like we're hanging around here.
Okay, well, here's you, Jeff.
Who do?
Hi. Well, hi there.
Boy.
Yeah, so she's a knockout. So what?
Boy, Eddie. There goes just about the most beautiful girl I've ever seen in my whole life.
Okay. So she's beautiful. So she's a dream walking. So there she goes. And here you stand with your mouth hanging open. Look, why didn't you just go up and talk to her?
Eddie, you don't just go up and talk to a girl like Ginny Townsend.
Well, then what's the percentage just standing around watching her go into history class every day?
I don't know. I just like to look at her like some people like to look at Mona Lisa or something.
You better have a serious talk with your counselor.
Cut it out, Eddie.
You sure quiet tonight.
I hadn't noticed.
Something on your mind?
Well, of course not.
Why would you ask that?
Oh, I don't know.
How well did you know Loretta Mish?
Who?
The darling of Shaker Heights.
Oh, she was just a girl I had a crush on. Her father had a Hupmobile agency.
Well, I think it was very inconsiderate of you to go and have a crush on some girl before you met me.
Yeah, I guess it was. I'll never do it again.
Is that the television set?
Can't be. They only let them play good music on Sundays.
Oh, it's you, Wally.
Oh. Hi, Mama. I was just kind of goofing around with the hi-fi.
Very pretty, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. I didn't buy it. I just saw it hanging around there in the cabinet, so I thought I'd play it.
Love themes from famous operas.
Oh, is that what it is? Well, I guess I've heard enough of it.
Wally.
Do you want me, Mom?
Wally, is there anything that you ought to, well, what I mean to say is there anything that you want to talk to me about?
Well, gee, Mom, not that I know of.
Well, you know, if anything's bothering you, well, what I mean to say is, if you and I can talk about just about anything, can't we?
Well, yeah, Mom. Yeah, I guess so.
Well?
Well, I guess I better go do my homework now. If I think of anything that I want to talk to you about, I'll let you know.
Well, what happened to the music?
Ward, sit down a minute. I'm worried.
Oh. You want me to be worried, too?
I want you to tell me that Wally's all right. He was listening to love themes.
Well, sure, he's all right. He's in the throes of a grand passion.
Oh, a grand passion. He's 16 years old.
Ah, that's when it's the grandest.
But Wally's dated before, and he's always told us about who he was dating.
Look, dear, do you think I would have told my folks about Loretta Mish? Not on your life.
Probably because Loretta Mish was the wrong sort.
Well, of course she wasn't. I told you, her father sold Hupmobiles.
Ward, if Wally thinks that he's in love with this girl, and she is the wrong sort, and that's why he's not telling us, well, I just don't want him to be hurt.
Well, dear, he may get hurt, but I really don't think you should try and do anything about it. You know, after all, love just... Well, it just isn't something you can run and put a Band-Aid on.
What's the matter with you, Wally?
What do you mean, what's the matter with me?
Well, you look like that time you ate all those rotten eclairs.
I'm all right. It's nothing.
I'll say it's nothing. It's a girl.
Well, what do you know about it?
I heard Mom talking to Dad about it when you came home.
You should not listen when they're talking. What'd they say?
Well, Mom said you had a crush on a girl, and she wished she knew who it was. And Dad said he ought to buy some more shaving lotion. And then, just as things got good, they shut the door.
Why? How did they find out all that stuff? I never said anything to them.
Gee, Wally, I don't know. How'd they find out last summer when I didn't change my socks for a whole week?
You know, it makes a guy feel creepy.
Yeah. If you really got a crush on a girl, Wally.
Well, look, if I tell you, you won't go tell them all your grubby little friends, will you?
Listen, if I start talking girls to them, they'd start laughing and making sick noises. Who is she, Wally?
Well, it's Ginny Townsend. But she's more than just a girl.
How can a girl be more than just a girl?
Well, she's a senior, and she just moved into town. She's really something. She's 17 years old, and she's just about the most beautiful girl I've ever seen in my whole life.
That's a lot of mush.
Oh, yeah? Do you remember when you saw that picture of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and you went ape over that Snow White?
Yeah. She was really neat.
Okay, well, how'd you feel when Prince Charming came along and kissed her?
I could have knocked him right off his horse.
There, see?
Yeah, but Snow White, well, she wasn't really real.
Well, sometimes I don't think Ginny's really real either.
She walks around, doesn't she?
Yeah.
And she eats, doesn't she?
Yeah.
And she can talk, can't she?
Yeah.
All right, then she's real.
Did everything go all right at school today, Beaver?
Gee, Mom, I never know until report cards come out. What are you doing with all the picnic junk?
Well, we're going on a picnic tomorrow up at Friends Lake. Don't you remember? Your father promised us last week.
Oh, yeah. Is Wally going?
Of course.
Oh, I thought maybe he'd rather hang around here and look at that Ginny Townsend.
Who's Ginny Townsend?
Oh, well, she's just a girl. I wasn't supposed to tell you.
Oh.
Well, she must be the girl Wally has the crush on. The one he's getting all dressed up for and mooning over.
Yeah, I guess he's doing all that stuff. But he hasn't even talked to her yet, and he says she doesn't even know he's alive.
Yeah, the poor dear.
How come he's a poor dear just because a creepy girl won't speak to him?
Ginny Townsend? Didn't her parents just move here from Indianapolis?
Yeah, I think one of those states.
For goodness sakes, I met her mother at the Bridge Club the other day, and she's a very nice woman, too. Isn't that a coincidence?
Search me, Mom. I don't know what it's all about.
Hello, information. Could you give me the phone number of a Mrs. Charles Townsend? I think it'll be a new number. We just moved into town.
You mean you called this Ginny Townsend up and asked her to go on the picnic with us tomorrow?
Yes, and her mother is just delighted. They're new in town, and this will be her first date.
Does Wally know about this?
Well, no, he isn't home yet.
You know, I thought we agreed to keep hands off here.
Well, honey, I thought if he was too shy to speak to her himself, the least we could do is try to help him out.
Well, I think you're making a mistake.
Well, how can it be a mistake to ask the girl on a picnic? She and Wally go to school together.
Well, dear, she seems to be Wally's dream girl. And dream girls just don't go on picnics with the family or brush their teeth or put their hair up in pin curls.
Is that the way you felt about Loretta Mish?
Yeah, in a way, you could say that I sort of worshipped her. And one Sunday, I went to call on her and got there a little early. Found her out on the back porch with her mother cleaning fish. Somehow things were never the same after that.
Ward, are you making all that up?
Well, of course not, dear. You have to clean fish before you can cook them.
Oh, hi, Mom.
Hi, Dad.
How come you're looking at me so funny?
Well, I guess your mother's just real glad to see you, Wally.
Oh.
Wally, I have a surprise for you. I just happened to be talking to Mrs. Townsend on the phone today, and she was telling me how her daughter Ginny hasn't met any young people yet. Socially, that is. So I suggested that she come along on the picnic with us tomorrow.
Ginny Townsend?
Yes, I thought that... Well, you know her, don't you?
Well, she's a new girl in school, I've sort of heard of her.
Well, I'm sure we'll all have a wonderful time tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure, Mom. Well, I think I gotta go up and clean my teeth now or something.
He didn't have very much to say, did he?
Caesar didn't have very much to say to Brutus either, did he?
Ward...
Beaver, if you didn't blab about Ginny, then how come Mom just happened to be on the phone with Mrs. Townsend?
Like you said, Wally, they know all kinds of stuff about us.
Boy, inviting Ginny to the picnic is just about the dirtiest trick Mom's ever done to me. Why? What am I going to say to her?
To Mom?
No, Dobie to Ginny on the picnic.
Well, you could ask what part of the chicken she likes. White meat or the drumstick.
Beaver, I couldn't ask her a thing like that. Why, a girl like Ginny probably doesn't even know a chicken has parts.
Why don't you just come right out and tell her you're in love with her?
Hey, Mom, how come you made me sit up here? But I'm not interrupting. They're not talking.
But they might.
Jenny, do you think you're going to like it here?
Oh, yes, Mr. Cleaver. Loads.
Well, I woke you up last night.
Cleaver.
Oh, sorry.
Wally, would you mind putting the window up, please? Absolutely blowing my hair to bits.
Hey, Ginny.
Yes, Beaver?
You got a bruise on your leg. Look at it, Wally.
Beaver, would you turn around?
Isn't it disgusting how long bruises last? See, when we were moving in, I was up on a ladder putting away some pots and pans, and, well, clumsy me. Isn't that terrible, Wally?
Yeah, it's a mess. I mean, yeah, it's terrible, all right.
Togetherness.
What part of the chicken do you like? The white meat or the drumstick? I mean, if I'm not being too personal.
Isn't it terrible? Neither one. I have a chicken allergy. I break out.
Beaver, don't eat so fast.
She did. I thought we were on a picnic.
Boy, Mom, this is the best fried chicken you ever fried.
Well, thank you, Wally. At least you could have a stuffed egg, couldn't you, Jenny?
Thank you, Mrs. Cleaver, but I'm afraid I'll have to decline. I've gained 2 whole pounds since we moved here.
Well, if you get down to 125 pounds, you can go out for the junior varsity.
I don't think Ginny's interested in going out for the football team, Beaver.
No, I think girls are more interested in football players than they are in football.
Gee, Dad, cut it out, huh?
Look, why don't the 4 of you go and play volleyball? I'll clean up here.
Okay.
Come on, Yank. Oh, I'm afraid I can't so soon after we've eaten. And besides, well, the sun.
What have you got against the sun?
Well, I have an allergy to sunlight.
Oh, well, that's a shame.
Yes. Once I made the mistake of going into the municipal pool in Indianapolis, and that night I just swelled up all over. Great big lumps all over me.
Can't you do anything that's fun?
Well, I'm making a tabletop out of mosaic tiles.
What for?
For my mother.
You call that fun?
You go ahead. I'll sit here in the shade with Mrs. Cleaver.
Okay. Well, I'll be seeing you, Jenny.
I'll be seeing you, Wally.
Boy, there's nothing I like better than 3 guys playing volleyball.
Well, it was kind of a mess, wasn't it?
I could just cry.
Well, honey, you gave it the good old college try.
Oh, I should have listened to you. I never should have tried to butt in. Oh, honey, did you see his face when she was going on about her chicken allergy and her delicate stomach and the lumps all over her?
Yep. The dream just rolled over and died.
Well, at least some good came out of this mess.
Yeah, I learned to play 3-handed volleyball.
I mean, I learned something. When they get to be Wally's age, they're not like checkers.
No. You have to stop making the moves for them. Yeah, that's something a lot of mothers never learn.
Mom, I just wanted to thank you for, well, for everything.
Wally, I'm sorry.
Gee, Mom, what for?
Oh, for trying to run interference for you.
Oh, you mean like asking Ginny along on the picnic?
Like asking Ginny along on the picnic.
Well, to tell you the truth, Mom, I'm sort of glad you did.
You are?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, it's kind of hard to explain, but... Well, you see, if you hadn't have asked her, and if I hadn't have got to know her, well... I could have gone on the rest of my life thinking she was the absolute most.
You know, Wally, Jenny is a very good-looking girl.
Yeah, but... Well, I guess there's a lot more to it than just being good-looking.
Wally, you know, I think you're a very nice young man.
Well, gee, Mom, it's real nice of you to think that, but... Well, I wish you wouldn't go around saying it out loud.
All right, Wally.
Well, good night, Mom. Good night, Dad.
Good night, son.
You think he's really gotten over her?
Uh-huh. Someday, Jenny Townsend will be just a name out of the past. Just a name to annoy his wife with at appropriate moments.
Hiya, Sam.
Oh, hi, Eddie. Hey, you want to go over to the gym and shoot some baskets before we go home?
Hey, what do you mean? Aren't you going to mope around and watch for Jenny Townsend to come out of trigonometry?
Gee, why would I do that?
I don't know. You've been doing it for 2 weeks, though. I thought she was your dream girl.
Well, she was, sort of. Let's face it, Eddie. Who wants a sunburn-allergic dream girl with lumps?
In episode 147, Gilbert gets Beaver to make a goofy face when they're taking the school picture. Stephen Talbot, who played Gilbert, later made a career out of capturing candid images on film when he became an award-winning documentary filmmaker.